I speak to you in the name of one God, creator, redeemer, sustainer. Amen. The devastating destruction of the wildfires weighs heavy on our hearts, on our minds, and in our lungs. We weep and worry at the loss of places, places that hold memories and meaning for so many, and the loss and uncertainty experienced by so many family and friends. Lives forever changed, an entire region forever changed. And this morning, we gather to pray and to worship, and also to baptize new members of the body of Christ. It might be challenging to hold on to that joy and hope that we have for new life when our hearts are so heavy with grief and loss. But our baptismal vows could be an appropriate, if not perfect, response to such devastating crisis. Because when we are overwhelmed and confused, discouraged, dismayed, feeling vulnerable, we can remember and recall our baptismal vows, which tell us who we are and whose we are. They remind us that we are children of God and we are called to love others as a sign of God's love in the world. So in the joy of hope of new life, in the heartache of despair amidst disaster, our baptismal promises lead us to love. Our baptismal promises give us a framework of how we should live, whether we find joy or despair. In the gospel today, we read about Jesus' baptism. It takes place on the outskirts of the city in the dirty river Jordan amongst a crowd of people. Jesus is just one of many. These little details reveal to us the point that Luke is trying to make, that Jesus is united to us in baptism. He fully submits and engages in life among the people. For Luke, Jesus is the embodiment, the flesh lived out version of God's forever promise, "I am always with you." Luke has these words spoken from a voice that breaks forth from the heavens. And it's actually a quote from the ancient scriptures. He's borrowing words from Isaiah and from the psalmist. It's placing Jesus in this line, this fulfillment of God's promise, when God promises God's people, "I am always with you." The work that is being done through the baptism of Christ is Christ coming to us and being united to us, showing us in living flesh that God is with us. Luke's recounting of the baptism of Jesus is slightly different than the other gospels. It's told in past tense. He's not telling us kind of the real time chronology of, and then this happened, and then this happened. He says, it was the time of Jesus' baptism. You remember, he had been baptized. That's because Luke is telling us that recalling our baptism is something we should do in the wake of tragedy. Now, many of you are very astute when reading the program, and you may have noticed that in the gospel reading, we skipped over a couple of verses. And I know that many of you like to open up your Bibles and flip to find out what we skipped and try to guess why. Well, it's a very confusing chronology because in verse 19 and 20, we learn that John the Baptist has been imprisoned by Herod. And then we hear that Jesus was baptized by who?
John the Baptist. It's a little confusing. Who really did it? And that's not the point of who did what and when. Luke's point is that we remember that Jesus was baptized in the wake of tragedy, in the wake of loss, when all of the followers who had believed that perhaps John the Baptist was in fact the Messiah, they had so much faith and confidence and hope in his ministry and were so moved by him, and now he's been imprisoned, and Luke tells them, remember, Jesus is baptized. Jesus is with you. Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise, I will always be with you. When we were baptized, whether it's today for those three in the back, or whether it was ages ago, we were united to Christ and to one another, joining this family of Christ as brothers and sisters. And the promises we made that day and the promises that we will renew today, those promises are this framework that show us how to live and be with others that we might fulfill God's promise that God loves us, that we are precious in God's sight, and God will always be with us. It might seem contradictory to celebrate the joy of baptism and new life in the wake of this tragedy, like we're disregarding or overlooking the pain of so many. But as Luke shows us, we might find that in the wake of loss, all the meaning and purpose of baptism becomes more deeply known and felt. By remembering our baptism, by continuing the practice of baptism, we continue to enflesh the promise of God saying, I am with you. You are my beloved. In fact, each baptismal promise that we make is our way of saying to the newly baptized, I am with you. You are precious in God's sight. You are God's beloved. Our promise is saying, I am with you, when we promise to join together with the faithful, to pray and worship, for fellowship and studying. We make this promise because it fulfills our own need and their need for human connection. Connection is so important in times of joy and sorrow. And to study the scripture doesn't necessarily mean to do so academically, but studying the scripture means sharing the stories of our ancestors, stories that they held on to as a source of strength and resilience, and they've passed down to us for us to remember that God has been with us through tragedy and trials before. Our promise is, I am with you, when we promise to repent of our sins. This promise inherently says that we promise to be self-aware enough and humble enough to acknowledge our sins. We know that we live in a broken world, and we know that sometimes that brokenness comes from us. So we promise to say we're sorry and amend our ways. And through reconciliation, we show that we value the love we share over the brokenness we create. Our promise is, I am with you, as we promise to seek and serve Christ in all people, to see Christ in the victims and in the heroes, to see Christ in the helpers and in those who frustrate you. We can remember that we belong to each other, meaning that if one of us is cast off, we are all diminished, for our welfare is bound up in the welfare of each other. Our promise, I am with you, comes when we see the deep love of Christ that sustains us through the hard times. It's not self-serving. It's not seeking a quick fix. It's not serving to make us feel good or to make us look good, but it's serving to serve the Christ that is in you. That's the kind of service that is committed for the long haul. That kind of service is only sustained by the abundant love of God. Our promise is, I am with you, as we promise to strive for justice and peace. And as we begin to talk about what happened in these fires and what needs to happen in the future, we engage in civil discourse. Be peacemakers. Peace is not a passive absence of violence or hostility. Peace is an active force that honors and promotes the human dignity of each person. So as we strive for justice and peace, make sure that opportunities for healing and opportunities for restoration are offered to everyone, because we are all God's beloved. These are the promises we make in our baptismal covenant, promises that we make today on behalf of these little ones, that we renew today on behalf of ourselves. And as we make them today, when we are more acutely aware that life is unfair, in some sense that makes the promises more potent. Because we know life unfolds in various ways, leading us down paths of hardship and heartache, paths of joy and delight. We do not know what paths lie ahead for these three little ones that we baptize today, but we do know that God is with them, and with all our strength, we will be too. Amen.